נזכר.
נמשיך מקטע מספר 12 מתוך רבש א' בעניין.
We continue from excerpt number 12 concerning the debate between Jacob and Laban. Only one who observes Torah and mitzvot because he is great and ruling, meaning because of the greatness and importance of the Creator, this is called Lishma, for her sake. This is called in order to bestow and not to receive any reward for his work. And it is called pure work. Work in order to bestow can only be to the extent that one values the receiver of one's work. At that time, one has the motivation. But if one cannot increase the importance of the one he serves, he has no energy to work. This is so because we see that in nature, the little one annuls itself before the great one, as a candle before a torch. However, all the great work is to extol the receiver of the work, meaning to recognize his importance. If he has nothing with which to revere him, within reason, then our work is, as Baal HaSulam said when he interpreted the verse, here is a place with me. That the Aleph of Iti, with me, implies faith above reason. It follows that the essence of man's work is to work above reason to appreciate the Creator. Thing that I can't see any way out of. We'll continue
with excerpt 13. Baal HaSulam, Shamati 14, what is the greatness of the Creator? The Romemut, greatness or sublimity of the Creator, means that one should ask of the Creator for the strength to go above reason. It means that there are two interpretations to the greatness of the Creator. One, not to be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, one wants the Creator to answer one's questions. It is called Romemut, exaltedness. Because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that one can answer one's own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, if above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive.
Bet, שרוממות השם נקרא, שהוא נעשה זקוק.
Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant one's wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Thus, one sees that he is empty, and consequently becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give one the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut.
So, read.
Excerpt 14. Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work? When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he is nothing, and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator, in other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness of the and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And in this, he feels the emptiness in which he is right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, adhesion, meaning in equivalence of form, called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public, who suffice for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot, commandments. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. Again, to work with intention is empty because it feels... Excerpt 15, what is, for I've hardened his heart in the work. A person should depict to himself, even when he is in utter lowliness, when he thinks that if the Creator had illuminated for him a great awakening, as he once felt during an ascent, he would certainly be willing to work, to do the holy work. But now, that he does not feel anything, how can he deceive himself that he has wholeness? At that time, he must believe in the sages who said to us that one must depict to himself as though he has already been rewarded with feeling the existence of the Creator in all his organs, and how he would thank and praise the Creator. Likewise, now he should thank and praise the Creator as though he has already been rewarded. Excerpt 16, Bala Sulam, Shamati 53, The Matter of Limitation. It is written, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. A mountain means thoughts, hirurim. Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding and the reason, the lowest degree there is. Only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering or motion, but to remain in that state as if they had the greatest gadlut, greatness, and to be happy for it. This is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness. This is so because during the gadlut, the greatness, or adulthood, it is irrelevant to say that he gives them work to be in gladness, since during the gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of katnut, smallness. So they will have joy although they feel katnut. And this is a great work. This is called the main part of the degree, which is a discernment of katnut. This discernment must be permanent, and the gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, and not for the
in the intention. Excerpt number 17, Rabash 3, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, that the night and day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing, when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the other ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him, so there will be no difference for him, and then he will be rewarded with completeness.
There's nothing to do.
Excerpt number 18, Rabash, the difference between charity and gift. When he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. It follows that he's seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated. This happens deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvekut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut of the deficiency is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the feeling, which is called here dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator. Excerpt number 19, Rabash, entry into the work. After he achieves this degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes to a higher state. That is, at that time he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and the importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma for her sake, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow. Except number 20, Rabash, I will always yearn. When one feels that he has closeness to Kedusha, holiness, and it must be that the Creator drew him near, he must praise the Creator for pulling him out of his lowliness and admitting him into a state of feeling the Kedusha, sanctity. But one should not settle for this, although he should value his state and as much as he can depict it as very important, meaning that as much as he may be able to appreciate its importance, this quality is still higher than his attainment. Yet, he says, I will always yearn, meaning there are higher degrees than I can depict. But how is it this possible? After all, as much as he may depict this as important, how can something be more important than what can be depicted? About this, I will always yearn, meaning that I will be able to depict a more important reality than I can depict now. Naturally, I will add to all your glory. it follows that although now, for the present, I am praising you, by always yearning that I will be able to attain more understanding of your importance, I will be able to add more glories.